At what age does the mitzvah to be giving matzah shekel, the minig, accept the minig to be giving matzah shekel before Purim, does that begin? So the Ramah says very clearly that the minimum age is 20, and from there on somebody is required to fulfill this minig. Shabruah seems to indicate that his netiya is towards the paiskim who say that from the age of 13, already one is a gadol, one is a mechuyif to give shekel. Now, the basis for this question is really that the mitzvah of matzah shekel we do today, the zecher, is based on the mitzvah of matzah shekel, which was done as man in the base of Mikdash. And that mitzvah was certainly only, the chiyuv only kicked in at the time of 20. There's a question in the Mefarshei Mishnah and the Paiskim, if one who is between 13 and 20 had the ability to be nadiv as well, or he was completely barred until he turned 20, at which point he was bar chiyuv. It's based on that shaila, and there's a further question here, how exactly the Rabbanim formulated the takana, did they mirror it exactly, or did they make a broader mitzvah? The bottom line is there's a machlekes paiskim between 13 and 20. The Ramah says clearly 20 and above is the chiv, the obligation. And Mishabru seems to indicate that from 13 and up, and many paiskim seem to feel this way, lamaisa, at least there's normative halacha seems to be, the paiskim seems to be going that from the age of 13, one should be giving machs to shekel. Now what about below 13? So Mishabru cites the minig, already going back many dayers, that the accepted practice is for a father to give matzah shekel not only for himself but also for his children, even for his children who are ketanim, and not only that, but even for a child who is not yet born, for someone who's aware they're expecting a child, one should be shekel even for that child. So that's accepted practice. And again, the Aruch HaShulchan and other paiskim seem to say that there's no chiyuv, even 13 to 20 is only already a question if one's mechayiv. Other paiskim say below 13 certainly one is not obligated, but again, we have this meaning that people do it. So each person, it's certainly a chashuv anything to do, but it would not be the gedr chiyuv. Now, the question is like this: what happens if somebody goes ahead and he actually is shaykel for his child, be it as it may, whatever age it may be? So we paskin that a katan shehiskel av lishkel al yado yishuv any paisek. Somebody who, a father who began giving a shekel for his, on behalf of his son, he no longer has the right, it's not an option anymore going forward. Now it becomes a chiyuv, and he has to maintain that chiyuv in all future years. The question is, why is this true? Why? Because he did it one year, is it mandated that in the future years he has to follow this as well? So interestingly, there's a rekeach and a number of other mepharshim who learned that they say simply nothing to do, they come out to other parashas. It's a very simple concept. It has to do with the mitzvah chinuch. It seems, they don't explain what they mean by the mitzvah chinuch. It's lechanchay b'mitzvahs. What does it mean exactly? It seems that the concept is that when you train someone to do a mitzvah, if you train your child to start being mechanuch mitzvah, so prior to starting, so he's not so makvid, and you sit him down one time, you say, you know what, I want to teach you about a mitzvah. And he started telling him, let's say, for example, kashrus. He started teaching him about kashrus. Now, he's not mechayiv yet, but it's chinuch. Suppose the next day you would disregard everything you taught him. He would develop a sort of lackadaisical attitude towards mitzvahs. Here, too, it seems the Rekech is saying that if you go ahead and you mechanuch your son in matzah shekel, and the next year you say, you know what, this year, last year was nice, this year is not such a big deal. So not only are you missing the chinuch, but it's completely counterproductive because you're taking the concept and showing to him it's really, do as you wish. That being the case, that will be one concept of why one cannot disregard it in future years. The mainstream approach, however, is because of nedarim. When someone does a mitzvah, even if the mitzvah is optional, and the mitzvah is only a minig, it may be only a practice, but if one opts into the mitzvah and he doesn't say clearly, he doesn't stipulate his neder, he becomes obligated d'oraisa to fulfill this good practice, this minig taiv, midin neder, which again would have which could potentially carry an d'oraisa, unless one stipulated in the beginning of the neder, or one did a taiv nedarim subsequently. Now, what would come out in Afkamina would be as well, what would happen if a father went ahead and gave a shekel for his son, and his son wasn't around? He can go 3, 4, 5 years, many years, and his son has zero awareness about what's going on here. Certainly in that case, there is no chinuch, but there is potential risk of nedarim. So to avoid these shilas, first of all, one should always stipulate bli neder. If one accepts any minig, one should always stipulate bli neder, so he shouldn't run into any issue down the road of a potential issa deraisa. And I think all paiskim would agree, whether or not this is the siba, this is the reason why the paiskim speak out, you can't absolve yourself of shkolim down the road. I think everyone would agree that if the son is aware about it, practically speaking, it wouldn't be very good chinuch to show him this approach. So even the paiskim will agree mishum neder, and let's say you went ahead and you said bli neder, and you're out of the parasha of nedarim, nonetheless, it would be wise, if your son is aware of what you're doing on his behalf, to, I imagine, to keep on going and mechanichim properly.